You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on April 4th, 2025, less than a day after the South Korean president Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached. Today is also day 13 of the 2025 Canadian election campaign. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 14 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station, first time of Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, edition of SFU News, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
First up today was supposed to close out last week's show. Chinese American Bears, Wa, with Weekend in Chinatown.
Yeah.
That was Weekend in Chinatown from Chinese American Bears. Wah! Next up is Shower Curtains, Words from a Wishing Well. Here is Tell You Interlude. To comment on SFU athletics at this time. On March 29th, both Red Leafs track and field teams started in the UBC Open at Rashville Oval Duo in the Point Grey campus, where the first three events started at 10 a.m. women's hammer throws, men's shot put, and women's 4x100 relay, as distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's 4-kilogram hammer throw, Susanna Linuski hurled 48.01 for fifth among 15 competitors. The Red Leafs men won the 4x100 relay at 41.49, 0.17 seconds ahead of UBC, the two finishers among three competing schools, with the other being Seattle Pacific. In the men's 1500, Braden All clocked in at 4.069 for 7th, and Sebastian Brinkman timed in at 4.02.13 for 9th among 51 finishers, 57 in total. In the men's high jump, Kaysen McDermott leaped 1.75 for 3rd among 5 finishers, 6 in total. In the men's long jump, Nicholas Monroe hopped 6.8 for 3rd and Mitchell Gibbs sprung 6.42 for 4th among 17 finishers, 20 in total. SFU dominated the 400 men's hurdles with top 2 spots, as Hayden Hall won at 55.55, followed by Tyson Carr at 56.38 among 4 finishers, 5 in total. Emma Connon won the men's 100 at 11.94, followed by Jalen Cummings at 12.54 for 5th among 32 finishers, 36 in total. The Red Leafs swept up the top 3 spots in the men's 100, as Jacob Hall won at 10.7, followed by Liam O'Donnell at 10.74 for 2nd, Josiah Penson-McCoy at 10.93 for 3rd, Adrian Law at 11.08 for 6th, and Jeremy Belcher at 11.16 for 7th among 39 finishers, 49 in total. In the women's 400, Claire Bosma, competing as unattached, bolted in at 56.8 for 2nd, only behind Hannah Subkowicz of UBC at 55.91. Among 16 finishers, 17 in total. In the women's long jump, Jasmine Nagra bounded at 5.38 for 3rd, and Serena Kennedy-Hailu at 4.65 for 10th among 15 finishers, 16 in total. In the men's 5000, Ella Marion clocked in at 17.59.08 for 8th, and Milena Kalic timed in at 18.49.33 for 10th among 11 finishers, 14 in total. In the men's 5000, Benjamin Schoening ran in at 14.45.13 for 7th among 34 finishers, 44 in total. In the women's 800, Elizabeth Vanderput charged in at 217.35 for 4th among 19 finishers, 21 in total. In the women's triple jump, Oliva Winbiel sprung 11.42, only behind Linda Zhu of Avik at 11.66 among 6 finishers, 7 in total. In the men's 800 grams javelin, Jared Chong hurled 61.66 for 3rd among 14 finishers, 17 in total. In the women's 200, Jalen Cummings darted in at 25.8 for 4th, and Veronica Robertson ran in at 26.53 for 10th among 25 finishers, 31 in total. SFU earned 5 top 10 spots in the men's 200, led by Jacob Hall at 21.78, only behind Nathan George at 21.34, followed by Josiah Pensen-McCoy at 22.12 for 3rd, Adrian Law at 22.28 for 4th, Liam O'Donnell at 22.29 for 5th, and Jeremy Belcher at 22.56 for 8th among 28 finishers, 40 in total. Also on March 29th, SFU Athletics congratulated graduating seniors in the Red Leafs track and field teams. Claire Bosma, Mariella LeClaire, Susanna Linuski, Ella Marion, Shella Pringley, Alicia Ronahan, Dominic Ronsey, Madison Stuchnoff, Elizabeth Vanderput, Jeremy Belcher, Mitchell Gibbs, Aiden Good, Kaysen McDermott, Josiah Pensen-McCoy, and Andrew Thompson. On March 30th, one SFU athlete competed in the two-day UBC Open at Rochefort Oval Duo in the Point Grey campus, where the first event, women's pole vault, started at 10 a.m. as distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. In the women's 3,000 steeplechase, Salin Tastemir walked in at 11.19.71, the last among two finishers, 3 in total, as Elise Fleming won at 10.42.72. On March 31st, Dana Smith was named the Great Northwest Athletic Conference's Women's Golfer of the Week. Both Red Leafs golf teams also started in the Northwest Match Play at Chilliwack Golf Club in Chilliwack, hosted by the University of Fraser Valley Cascades, where both golf teams competed in duels against the hosts, as SFU men's won 3.5 to 1.5 and women's won 4-1. The second duels for the Red Leafs were against UBC Okanagan, where the men's shut out the Heat men 5-0, and the women's shaded the Heat women 3-2. Both Northwest match play tournaments finished on April 1st, where SFU faced UVic in round 3 as the Red Leafs men shaded the Vikes men 3-2, and the women quad damaged the Vikes women 4-1. However, SFU men's were shaded by UVic men 3-2 in the rematch as the Vikes won the men's tournament, while the Red Leafs women shaded the UBC Okanagan Heat women 3-2 in the rematch as women's won. As SFU won the women's tournament in the UFV match play at Chilliwack Golf Club in Chilliwack, hosted by the University of Fraser Valley Cascades. Later on April 1st, numerous SFU athletes earned awards in the SFU annual award ceremony, which initially congratulated 66 seniors Who Will Graduate This Year by Master of Ceremonies Stephen James, followed by Luc Simard paying tribute to student athletes, coaches, staff, and supporters in his first awards night speech as SFU's Executive Director of Athletics and Commission. According to the SFU Athletics website. Sorry, because I initially got the info from the SFU Athletics Facebook page, which dated the awards April 2nd and 3rd. But obviously, all these awards were handed out on April 1st, so I have to improvise here. Okay. SFU. So, as for SFU awards that recognized athletes and staff, Lene Marie McCracken of women's wrestling as the female freshman, Jacob Hall, I believe, as the men's track and Jacob Hall of men's track and field as the male freshman of the year, Emma Conan of women's track and field as the women's red leaf strong athlete, Sam Pereira of men's wrestling as the men's red leafs strong athlete of the year, Ryan Hicks of men's wrestling earned the Rick Jones Award for courage, Neha Alja, a student trainer for women's basketball, earned the Kip Doherty Award. Mariola LeClaire of women's track and field as the Terry Fox Inspirational Female Athlete. Jordan Thorson of men's soccer as the Terry Fox Inspirational Male Athlete of the Year. And Amanda Silberi as a, and Amanda Silberi of women's wrestling won the inaugural Red Leaf Learning Coach Award. SFU Athletics also awarded top 11 scholar athletes, Mitchell Gibbs of men's track and field, as the Nadine Caron top scholar athlete with a 4.17 GPA as a business and economics honors major, Owen Gustmanson of men's wrestling with a 4.15 GPA as a molecular biology and biochemistry major, Natalie Charity of women's basketball with a 4.14 GPA as a biomedical physiology major, Claire Dubois of women's golf with a 4.05 GPA as a business administration major, Brooke Dexter of volleyball with a 4.04 GPA as a biological sciences major, McKenna Simmons of softball and volleyball with a 4.03 GPA as a business administration major, Maddie Powell of women's Maddie Powell of track and field with a 4.01 GPA, Tyra Gunnara of women's soccer with a 3.89 GPA as kinesiology majors, Ella Marion of cross country and track and field with a 3.85 GPA as a psychology major, Lene Marie McCracken of women's wrestling with a 3.82 GPA as an English major, and Elijah Lazar of men's wrestling with a 3.82 GPA as a French major. As for other awards, Owen Gustmanson of men's wrestling also won the Ryan Stolle's SAC Excellence in Leadership. Kaylin Tete Wayne of women's basketball won the SAC Spirit. Brooke Dexter of women's volleyball also won the Bill DeBries All-Around Senior Athlete. Dr. Peter Rubin, the faculty athletics representative, won the Director's Award. Marcus Mack of men's swimming won the individual athlete Lauren Davies Male Athlete. Tori McClenchick of women's swimming won the individual athlete Lauren Davies Female Athlete. Brooke Dexter won the Lauren Davies Sport Female Athlete. And the Red Leafs Women's Swimming won the 2025 President Team of the Year. On April 2nd, the Red Leafs softball players were honored by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Just a minute, please. I have to I have to really improvise here. Just a minute. I did write it somewhere. The GNAC announced the 2025 softball on April 2nd, the GNAC announced the 2025 softball all-academic team, where six SFU reliefs qualified. McKenna Simmons with a 3.86 GPA as a business administration major, Taylor Henry with a 3.67 GPA, Aaron Murphy with a 3.56 GPA, Janique Balkayan with a 3.21 GPA, all as health sciences majors, Lizzie Sergit with a 3.61 GPA as a criminology major, and Monica Bork with a 3.32 GPA as a kinesiology major. Four events are on tap today. SFU track and field teams are in two tournaments in San Francisco. Just a minute, please. First, with the Mike Finelli Classic. These results are coming out on the fly, so there might not be any. Oh, Lord. Okay. Men's finals. Just bear with me because I'm just saying these out of the fly. If applicable, that is. No SFU athletes have competed in the Mike Finelli Classic as of yet. Let me take a look. The men's. I didn't see anyone in the Mike Finelli Classic. Let me look at the Stanford Invitational, which is also. Well, not quite San Francisco, Palo Alto. Let me take a look. The Winman's 5,000 run. Well, SFU track and field are scheduled for two events, two track and field events, Mike Finelli and Stanford Invitational, but I don't see anybody right now. Oh, Emma Kanon darted in 11.9 at women's 100-dash preliminaries among nine qualifiers, and the men's dash preliminary, Jacob Hall ran in at 10.65 in the men's 100-dash preliminaries. Six among nine qualifiers. So I'm just looking at these results right now. So two SFU athletes have competed in the Stanford Invitational so far. In the women's 400-dash? No. The men's 400-dash. So two athletes have competed in the Stanford Invitational. Also, the Red Leaf softball are hosting the Central Washington Wildcats at BD Field in the Burnaby main campus. Let me look at the current score right now. Game one is underway. Let me look. Sorry for all these delays because I'm finding out these scores on the fly. Central Washington is leading SFU 1-0 in the top-up second.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Western Washington are first at 7-2 conference, 23-9 overall. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Montana State Buildings are second at 5-3 conference, 10-18 overall. Simon Fraser are third at 7-5 conference, 16-17 overall. St. Martin's, fourth, 4-4 conference, but are 19-9 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 6-7 conference, 18-17 overall. Western Oregon, 5-7 conference, 12-27 overall for 6. And Central Washington are last at 3-9 conference, 5-21 overall. Let me take a look at the Mike Finale Classic, as I have some time left before the second half. Just bear with me here, because I do remember seeing an SFU athlete listed for the Mike Finale Classic. So, just bear with me here. I thought I saw somebody, but perhaps I didn't get it right. Just a minute, please. I haven't seen anyone who competed in the Mike Finale Classic as of yet. So this might be where SFU actually was going to send people, but haven't done so. This is subject to change, though. Now to the Stanford Invitational. Sorry about all the silences. Just want to find as much information as I can. I will be back with another PSA, but before that, Central Washington has increased their lead to 2-0, top of second over SFU.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of episode 14 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University.